Now we've come here to this particular section where it's directed to the priests. However, beginning back at verse 6, if you'll notice, the message there was directed to the priests that were serving in the temple. And there God said, O priests that despise my name. And then in this section, chapter 2, verse 1, he says, And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. In other words, they were not taking their office seriously. They are going to be judged, actually, more severely than the people. Why? Because of their place of responsibility. And they were permitting this sordid condition to exist. And they were shutting their eyes to the fact people were bringing these sacrifices of the lame and the sick to God. And God had given them the law of truth. And they were to serve in that way. They were to give out that message. I'll be very frank with you. I would rather be any person on top side of this earth. And will you hear me now? Because this is going to be a strong statement. I would rather be the worst sinner on this earth, whoever he might be, whether he's a gangster or a murderer or whatever he is. I'd rather be that sinner than to be a minister who goes into the pulpit and does not believe the Word of God and gives a pretense and puts on a performance and gives a few little pious platitudes. I would rather be the greatest sinner than to be that man, because God is certainly going to hold that man responsible. May I say to you, someone's going to say, that's too strong. Well, my friend, somebody needs to say that today. And I just happen to be the fellow that doesn't mind saying it. Now here, it's disobedience. It's disobedience. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. But they've despised him. Now I come down to verse 3. Behold, I will corrupt your seed. Now what does he mean by that? Well, they were getting an abundant harvest at that particular time. And the priests, you remember, got a tithe of the crop, whether it was wheat or barley or whether it was the vineyard, a tenth was given to the Lord. And God says, I intend to corrupt the seed out there. You won't be getting the tithe that you have been getting. You're affluent. Society is about done with. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and I'll spread dung upon your faces. Now, the interesting thing was that there was given to the priests all of the inwards of the offering. Even the maw was given to them. But the dung that was in the maw, in all intestines, that was put out. That was rejected. That could never be offered as a sacrifice to God. Therefore, God says, now I'm going to spread the dung on your face. And I want to tell you, friends, this is pretty plain language. God says, I'm going to rub your nose in it. And when I do, you won't be able to serve at my altar. Why? Because no unclean thing can come there, and you definitely will be unclean when that takes place. Let me tell you, this is strong language God is using here. And he says, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. In other words, you won't be able to serve God.